Welcome to the third lesson of the free Rocket Spanish 6-part audio course. Are you ready for some more conversational Spanish? In this lesson, you're going to learn piles of useful stuff, like how to tell someone your name and where you're from, as well as how to tell them how much Spanish you actually speak. In the last lesson, you learned the following words.
Hola. ¿Cómo? ¿Estás? Estoy. Muy. Bien. Y tú. Gracias.
Do you remember what all of them meant? Let's see if you still understand this conversation. Hola, Mauricio.
Hola, Amy. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien.
In this lesson, you're going to learn what to say if you're meeting someone that you don't know. You'll learn how to ask someone's name in Spanish, tell them your own, and explain just how much Spanish you know. This lesson is more difficult than the previous lesson because you'll be learning more complex phrases. Just remember to take it slow and repeat each sound aloud after Mauricio. Listen carefully as Mauricio repeats the word a second time to check your pronunciation. Now, let's imagine that Mauricio and I don't know one another. A mutual friend wants to introduce us. My friend pulls me over to Mauricio and tells me, "Te presento a mi amigo, Mauricio." I'd like to introduce you to my friend, Mauricio. Mauricio gives me a kiss on the cheek and says,
Encantado.
El gusto es mío.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Amy.
¿De dónde eres?
Soy de los Estados Unidos.
Hablas español muy bien.
Solo un poco. Estoy aprendiendo. You'll have this kind of conversation all the time if you travel to a Spanish-speaking country, so it's worthwhile to get very familiar with these phrases. By the end of the lesson, speaking these phrases should be second nature to you. When you meet someone for the first time in a Latin American country, you'll probably be expected to either give the other person a kiss on the cheek, if you're a man, or lean forward and offer your cheek to be kissed, if you're a woman. Don't feel uncomfortable. For Latin Americans, kissing is as innocuous as shaking hands. A polite follow-up to an introduction is, "Pleased to meet you." There are many ways to say this in Spanish. One of the quickest and easiest is with a single word, encantado. Encantado is easy to remember because it's a cognate. That means that it sounds similar to the English word that has the same meaning. What English word does encantado sound like? Encantado, enchanted. And encantado means delighted or enchanted. Pronounce the word yourself. Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
Encantado. Encantado.
The word encantado changes according to whether you're a man or a woman. A man will say encantado, but a woman will say encantada. That's because many words in Spanish change according to gender. Try saying the word encantada. Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
Encantada. Encantada.
Let's put you in the situation above. A friend tells you, "Te presento a mi amigo, Mauricio." What do you say? If you're a man, you should have said encantado. If you're a woman, you should have said encantada. Now, let's imagine that someone has just told you, "Te presento a mi amigo," and the other person said encantado before you could say it yourself. What else can you say so that you don't repeat the word?
El gusto es mío.
The pleasure is mine. Let's take this phrase and break it down. Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
El. El.
El means the.
Gusto. Gusto.
Gusto means pleasure. In fact, you can replace the word encantado with the phrase un gusto, which means a pleasure.
Es. Es.
Es means is. Es un gusto. It's a pleasure.
Mío. Mío.
Mío means mine. Let's try putting all of these words together. Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
El gusto. El gusto.
The pleasure. El gusto.
Es mío. Es mío.
Is mine. Es mío.
El gusto es mío. El gusto es mío.
The pleasure is mine. El gusto es mío. Listen and repeat once more after Mauricio.
El gusto es mío. El gusto es mío.
Unless the person introducing you has told you both each other's names, you'll want to ask what the other person's name is. In a friendly situation, you'll ask,
¿Cómo te llamas?
This means, what's your name? In the last lesson, you learned that the word ¿cómo? Means how. Literally, ¿cómo te llamas? Translates as, how are you called? But we English speakers just translate it as, what's your name? Now you try. Let's break down the sounds one by one.
¿Cómo? ¿Cómo? Te. Te. Llamas. Llamas. ¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo te llamas?
Now, imagine that you're asking someone what their name is. What would you say? You should have answered.
¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo te llamas?
Can you ask someone, hello, what's your name? You should have answered.
Hola, ¿cómo te llamas? Hola, ¿cómo te llamas?
Their response will start with the words, my name is. In Spanish, that's me llamo. For example, me llamo Amy.
Me llamo Mauricio.
Practice these syllables. Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
Me. Me. Llamo. Llamo. Me llamo. Me llamo.
Can you tell me what your name is? ¿Cómo te llamas? Your response should have started with
Me llamo. Me llamo.
Listen to the conversation again and see if you can understand every word. Remember the situation. My friend has just introduced me to someone I've never met before, saying, Te presento a mi amigo, Mauricio. Mauricio's kissed me on the cheek and said,
Encantado.
El gusto es mío.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Amy.
¿De dónde eres?
Often, a Spanish speaker will immediately know from your accent that you're not a native speaker. They may next want to ask, So, where are you from? The question, where are you from, in Spanish, is
¿De dónde eres?
Literally, this translates as, from where are you? De means from. ¿De dónde? From where? Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
De. De.
Donde means where. Listen and repeat.
Donde. Donde.
Eres means are you.
Eres. Eres.
Now try putting all of the sounds together.
¿De dónde eres? ¿De dónde? ¿De dónde eres?
Your reply will start with the words soy de or I'm from. Soy means I am. Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
Soy. Soy.
You already know that the word de means from. So, soy de. I'm from. Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
Soy de. Soy de.
Mauricio, ¿de dónde eres?
Soy de Chile.
Where are you from? For now, let's just say you're from the United States. The word for United States is...
Los Estados Unidos.
Los Estados means the states. Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
Los Estados. Los Estados.
Unido means united. So, Los Estados Unidos means the United States. You try.
Unido. Unido. Los Estados Unidos. Los Estados Unidos.
Can you put the two phrases that you've just learned together? How would you say, I am from the United States? You should have answered,
Soy de los Estados Unidos. Soy de los Estados Unidos.
Listen to the conversation again to hear how these phrases work together. Mauricio and I have just been introduced, and he says,
Encantado.
El gusto es mío.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Amy.
¿De dónde eres?
Now, let's try putting you into the conversation. Mauricio is going to introduce you to me.
Te presento a mi amiga Amy.
Now, it's your turn. What's your reply? El gusto es mío. ¿Cómo te llamas? ¿De dónde eres? Muy bien. Very good. Unfortunately, when you're actually in a foreign country, you'll find that not everyone will speak as clearly as Mauricio does. Some people will slur their words, others will speak so quickly that you can't understand a thing. That's why it's good to learn some useful phrases to tell people that you're just learning Spanish and you don't understand. See if you can respond to Mauricio's question.
¿Hablas español?
The question that Mauricio just asked you was whether or not you speak Spanish. You can answer with one of two words. Sí, for yes, or no, for no. Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
Sí. Sí. No. No.
Notice that the sound for the word no is different from the English no. Listen again carefully and try to match exactly what Mauricio says.
No. No.
Now, Mauricio will ask you the question again. Tell him your answer.
¿Hablas español?
Did you answer sí or no? If you answered no, I hope that by the end of this course you will have changed your mind. Let's take a closer look at the question, ¿Hablas español? The word español is very important for you to learn because it means Spanish. Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
Español. Español.
Listen closely to that last syllable and make sure you got it right.
Ñol. Ñol. Español. Español.
Incidentally, the word for Spain in Spanish is España, so you can see where the word comes from. The word for do you speak or you speak is hablas. Practice the word with Mauricio.
Hablas. Hablas.
Try putting both of them together. Do you speak Spanish?
¿Hablas español? ¿Hablas español?
You can turn this question into a statement by lowering the pitch of your voice at the end. Listen to the following.
¿Hablas español?
This means you speak Spanish. Try saying it yourself and make sure that the pitch of your voice matches Mauricio's.
¿Hablas español? ¿Hablas español?
To turn this sentence into a negative and say, you do not speak Spanish, all you have to do is add a no in the front.
No hablas español. No hablas español.
You don't speak Spanish. No hablas español. Which statement suits you better? ¿Hablas español or no hablas español? To answer this question properly, you have to answer with I. Remember, hablas means you speak. To say I speak, you have to say hablo. Yo hablo español. I speak Spanish. Mauricio habla español. Mauricio speaks Spanish. Tú hablas español. You speak Spanish. You don't have to learn all of these words right now. For the moment, just focus on being able to say, I speak. Listen and repeat after Mauricio.
Hablo. Hablo.
Tell me that you speak Spanish. You should have answered.
Hablo español. Hablo español.
Tell me that you do not speak Spanish. You should have answered.
No hablo español. No hablo español.
What if you want to say that you don't speak Spanish, but you do speak English? The word for English is inglés. Try saying it along with Mauricio.
Inglés. Inglés.
How would you say, I speak English? You should have answered.
Hablo inglés. Hablo inglés.
How would you say, you speak English? You should have answered.
Hablas inglés. Hablas inglés.
Now, with the vocab you've learned so far, you should be able to ask someone if they speak English. How would you ask, do you speak English? You should have answered.
Hablas inglés? ¿Hablas inglés?
The person will either respond,
no, no hablo inglés.
Or,
sí, hablo inglés.
The person may want to say that they speak only a little English. Mauricio, ¿hablas inglés?
Sí, un poco.
Un poco means a little. You try. Repeat after Mauricio.
Un poco. Un poco. Un poco.
Now, see if you can answer Mauricio's questions. Mauricio?
¿Hablas español? ¿Hablas inglés?
Could you answer those questions? I hope so. Let's go back to the conversation and see how much more you can understand. Remember, my friend has just said, te presento a mi amigo, Mauricio. And Mauricio tells me,
encantado.
El gusto es mío.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Amy.
¿De dónde eres?
Soy de los Estados Unidos.
Hablas español muy bien.
Solo un poco. Estoy aprendiendo. Let's take a second look at those last two lines.
Hablas español muy bien.
Solo un poco. Estoy aprendiendo. Can you tell me in English what Mauricio said? You should have learned the words muy bien in the last lesson. They mean very well. So the sentence, hablas español muy bien, means you speak Spanish very well. Now, Mauricio has a question for you. How will you answer him?
¿Hablas español muy bien?
Did you answer, sí, hablo español muy bien? Or, no, no hablo español muy bien. You could also have said, hablo un poco. This means, I speak a little. The last phrase that you're going to learn today is, estoy aprendiendo. This means, I am learning. Practice your pronunciation with Mauricio.
Estoy aprendiendo. Yendo. Aprendiendo. Estoy aprendiendo.
Remember that the word estoy means I am. You may recall that the word soy also means I am. Both are used in different situations depending on what's being expressed. If you want to say I am learning, you must use estoy. Repeat once more after Mauricio.
Estoy aprendiendo. Estoy aprendiendo.
Now it's time for Mauricio to ask you another question. Tell him in response that you are learning Spanish.
¿Hablas español?
You should have answered.
Estoy aprendiendo. Estoy aprendiendo.
You could also have answered.
Estoy aprendiendo español. Estoy aprendiendo español.
This means, I am learning Spanish. How would you say that you are learning English? You should have said,
estoy aprendiendo inglés. Estoy aprendiendo inglés.
Now it's time for a review. How do you tell someone, pleased to meet you? You should have answered, encantado if you're a man, or encantada if you're a woman. How do you ask someone what their name is? You should have said,
¿cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo te llamas?
How do you tell someone your name? You should have answered,
me llamo,
followed by your name.
Me llamo.
How would you ask where someone is from? You should have answered,
¿de dónde eres? ¿De dónde eres?
How would you tell someone that you are from the United States? You should have answered,
soy de los Estados Unidos. Soy de los Estados Unidos.
How would you ask someone if they speak English? You should have answered,
¿hablas inglés? ¿Hablas inglés?
How would you tell someone that you don't speak Spanish? You should have answered,
no hablo español. No hablo español.
How would you tell someone that you are learning Spanish? You should have answered,
Estoy aprendiendo español. Estoy aprendiendo español.
How would you answer someone who asked you,
¿Hablas español?
You could have answered in a variety of ways, such as,
Sí, hablo español.
Or,
No, no hablo español. Hablo inglés.
Or,
Hablo un poco.
Or,
Estoy aprendiendo.
Muy bien. That's it for today. Listen to the conversation one final time to ensure that you understand everything being said.
Encantado.
El gusto es mío.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Amy.
¿De dónde eres?
Soy de los Estados Unidos.
Hablas español muy bien.
Solo un poco. Estoy aprendiendo. You've come to the end of the third part of the free Rocket Spanish 6-part audio course. I hope you've enjoyed today's lesson. Remember, the full Rocket Spanish learning package includes over 31 audio lessons just like this one, in addition to piles of other learning tools, including a conversation course that will teach you tons of useful questions and phrases just like these. See you next time.
Gracias por tu participación. Hasta la próxima vez.